Hello from a very cold, wet and windy Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. I've been playing around with a thing called ChatGPT-3 this week. It's hit the news as a giant landslide of, I don't know, fear, awe, entertainment, excitement. Now, over the last year or so, I've seen these kind of chat bot AI things, article writing services like Jasper.ai and things like this, which will spin content from around the world, around the globe, excuse me for that burp, and give you content that you wish to work on. So, for example, previously it would be you'd type in social media and you'd type in TikTok. It would then scrape the internet. It would then spin some form of article. But it was kind of random based on keywords. Now, what ChatGPT does is it's been turned into a chat system. In other words, just like a Skype or a Discord, that kind of thing, you can ask this chat questions and it's trained on data up to December 2021. So basically, it knows most things that happened up to December 2021. So if you was to ask it, how can I cook beef bourguignon? It would give you a recipe. Or you could say, hi, I've got two tomatoes, some beef, a couple of onions and a carrot. What can I make out of this? And it would give you a recipe. Or you could ask it to write an essay about the American Civil War or give you code for a chatbot for Twitter. It's a very powerful tool that does fantastic things. In fact, if you go to alanspicer.com/blog, a few articles recently have been written solely by ChatGPT, and all I've done is I've tweaked them slightly to add additional content or links or affiliate programs, that kind of thing. Go and see if you can figure out which ones were written by ChatGPT and which ones are written by so-called humans. I say so-called because it's me. Now, ChatGPT can be a powerful thing, and some people, I understand, could be afraid of it. This is a huge leap forward in information. For the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, you'd go to a search engine, you'd bash out some keywords, say, for example, how to plug a drain. It would then give you a load of websites. Two or three could be a plumber that says, hi, we know that you need a plumber. Here's a tutorial from a couple of video websites. Here's a blog, that kind of thing. But it's kind of serving you a buffet of information that you would pick from. Whilst ChatGPT looks at all this information and gives you a kind of certain answer. It's a very positive result. It's never kind of, it could be this or it could be this. It's a very direct, this is the answer. Now, ChatGPT is being babysat by Microsoft. They have an arrangement which makes them uniquely placed to put them possibly in software in future. But in the meantime, it's open. So you can go and, you know, figure out four or five bullet points that you want to have in a blog post, and you can fire out four or five blog posts really quickly. You can get help with your essay, that kind of thing. The good thing I find for this is I will be using it for content generation. I will be using it for day-to-day run-of-the-mill questions. Because I trust the chat to give me a fairly honest answer when it comes to normal things. If I just want a, I don't know, step-by-step guide on how to rewire a plug, it will tell me and I can do it. It's not going to throw out anything biased because it doesn't want to. It's just going to give you factual information. ChatGPT can be a very powerful tool, and I can see it already being implemented in things like vidIQ. Sorry, random cough. vidIQ has got their own ChatGPT version of a YouTube tips bot. If you want more information on that, you can go to vidIQ.com/Alan Spicer. I believe you have to sign up for the higher tiered accounts, but that URL will give you a discount. And then it's under the ChatGPT section for vidIQ, chat.vidIQ.com or something like that. So this, I feel, could be a good step forward in making everything easier. But also, this could be a step forward. This is the flip side of the coin. This could be a step towards eliminating certain skilled jobs with just default knowledge. So Siri on your phone is fairly good at giving you links. But imagine if you asked it to tell you step-by-step instructions, it wouldn't have to link out anymore. This can centralize data around people that own the rights to the chat system. Imagine if you're Microsoft and you've got a very, very powerfully intelligent chatbot that never needs to push you to TechCrunch, Quick Links, Google, anything like that, and just gives you an answer. This is also just the first wave of this AI bot. Yes, it's got the number 3 next to it, but this is the first one that's been widely publicly accessible. It's gained over 1 million subscribers in 5 days. That's Mr. Beast level of intelligence and growth. And this, once again, this is the dumb one compared to ChatGPT-4. ChatGPT-3 currently uses millions of data points, billions even. Number 4 is going to be trained on trillions of data, trillions. And this could be massive for the knowledge of the world, because I can't code. But if I ask the chatbot fairly cleverly paced questions, I could get it to pretty much rewrite anything I want. And this could be fantastic. But if you're on the other side, if you're part of the creative world, you're already worried about these image bots that can now create fantastic artwork that is weird and wonderful and themed, that people are now going to put on their wall or sell in their books and maybe not hire you anymore. But now, if you happen to be some form of copywriter or just general writing person, then this could take your job as well, or take a nibble out of it as well. Like, I can, in theory, get it to write a hero page. I could get it to write a blog page. I can get it to write my CV, giving it the information that I want it to do. I'm sure in the long run, if I fed it the information and it was intelligent enough, I could ask it to do my tax return and it would do so. I've seen it do some fantastic things and people are really playing with it. The question is this a good thing? I like the, I've always been a firm believer in technology. As long as we're not stupid with it. Unfortunately, in the past, technology has always been pushed forward at the behest of greed and war. The only reason we've got nuclear technology is because we had the nuclear bomb. The only reason we went to space was to try and tell Russia to back the fuck off, right? And it was all like the space race, Cold War, and by proxy, we then got, you know, squidgy beds because that's space age fabric. We got solar panels because they had to use it on rocket ships and make them like big enough. So technology does go forward and it does help the grand world evolved. And this could be a fantastic knowledge base that can help everyone. Imagine having ChatGPT around you at all times to ask you random, for you to ask it random questions to solve problems. Oh, damn, my washing machine's broke. It's doing this. What can I do, chatbot? Right? That could be fantastic. On the other side, it can learn a lot about you fairly quickly. It can learn about the world. And this is where the many conspiracy theories are that this is the step towards solid artificial intelligence. And if we don't put some form of guidelines in now, we could be causing a problem for ourselves in the future. Is this the step forward that sooner or later AI becomes sentient or too intelligent for us to tell? Will this ruin the education system because I don't need to learn about the American Civil War? I can simply ask it questions and have it spit out 1,000-word articles at me and then I just rework them. I could ask them time and time again, what was Washington doing and how was this? I'm not American, I don't know. But the chatbot does. And how are humans going to tell the difference? Especially in the early years. Like, ChatGPT-3 right now is out for general use. And you've seen how many people have gone out there and made loads of AI pictures using Lens and DALL-E 2 and DALL-E 3. What's stopping me, in theory, going to ChatGPT, pumping out 400 articles, publishing one a week for the next 8 years, and just using that as my brand base? There will be many people that will do that. Is that a bad thing to do? If it's knowledge that I already know and I'm willing to augment with useful information, is that acceptable? In fact, is that invited? Does that make it more available? Is this a great inspiration point? I'm stuck for video ideas, Mr. ChatGPT. Please give me 10 video ideas about tomatoes. It could be a great jumping off point. This could be inspiration for some creative things. Or this could make us very lazy. How do you feel about this? I'm hopefully going to make some kind of video in the long run. If you want to know what ChatGPT is, please go to my blog, alanspicer.com/blog. And there's a few articles there telling you what ChatGPT is. Also, try and figure out which blogs have been written by ChatGPT-3. And I'll talk to you soon. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. I promise they would be regular. And I quite like chatting to you. By the way, I'm currently sat in a very dark office because I didn't bother to turn the lights on. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And I'll see you soon. Kind of, maybe.